From Bravery Media, this is Appendix B. On this week's episode, we talk about threads and try to unpack how higher ed marketers should feel about it. And now here are your hosts, Joel Goodman and me for this week.
Social media has been weird. Social media hasn't felt super social to me. And, you know, recently we saw Meta, the parent company of Facebook, starting a new Twitter-ish, Twitter-esque platform on top of Instagram called Threads. People have been questioning, is Threads going to stick around? And yes, it's going to stick around. I mean, they had over 50 million people registered to it. They may have to change some of their privacy laws in order to get the EU on board. They may have to, privacy policies to get the EU on board and adhere to those laws there. They may have to stop gathering as much information about their users as they do. But I don't see Threads going anywhere. Like, this isn't a niche sort of thing. Like, text-based, you know, like Twitter originally was billed as microblogging in 2006 when it first came out. 2007 when I joined, it was microblogging. And Threads is the same way, but there's been a lot of talk around the community. Is the community going to happen? Blah, 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 blah. For higher ed, what good is Threads to university marketing?
It's a new platform. It has everybody stressed out and also excited all at once. Last week, well, to your point, is it going to stick? I think when 100 million people join a new social platform in a week, I think it's going to stick. The pasta's not coming off the wall. That's hardened. It's dried. It's going to be part of your home furnishings from now on. But what do we do with it and what's it for and who's it for, I think, is the most important thing we're going to all figure out over the next couple of weeks.
Threads is so much like Twitter from a structural standpoint in terms of like how you interact with it that I kind of think it's almost irrelevant, at least for university marketing purposes. We know that the youth demographic, the high school senior, high school junior demographic, the people that universities and colleges are trying to attract to their institutions, were not on Twitter. I mean, like, the percentage is so low. They're not even on Facebook anymore. These were the original social networks that gained popularity. I mean, you could say Friendster and MySpace and blah, blah, blah. But these are the ones that stuck and have been around for, you know, ever and ever. Instagram, honestly, not all that popular with the kids either. And the problem is that in higher ed, a lot of times it's become harder for us to adapt to that because, you know, all the social media managers that started out, you know, talking about how low their pay was and that they did the job of six people are now like up into the higher echelons of their jobs and getting older, and we're all aging, you know, we're all feeling the weight
of
time.
What do you mean?
We're all feeling the weight of time on us, and it can be really difficult to even understand how that younger demographic, especially with how fast culture changes, how fast technology changes, and how fast these sorts of products change, it's hard to adapt and figure out where to go for those people. And so it's very safe in an industry that likes safety and likes to de-risk to just stay on Twitter or go to the thing that's going to replace Twitter or Facebook, you know, or whatever, and treat it in the same way. But the problem is that you oftentimes end up spending time and effort, and that equals money, trying to market to people that aren't even on that platform when you could be moving to something better. So like on the thread side of it, I feel like the opportunities are maybe in the alumni engagement sector, probably mostly. It's probably more going to be for fundraising and for, you know, that brand extension that prospective students don't really care about, but your alumni do. Maybe their parents do, but I doubt their parents are going to be on there. Our friend John Steven Stansel, when he worked at Texas State, they were a very Twitter heavy campus and they had a really strong community of students that were on Twitter, but this was 5-6 years ago. Like, are they still there? And I don't know, maybe they are. but that's still not a marketing effort, right? And so, but it comes back around to like, these aren't, I don't think anyone that's using social media these days is just wanting advertisement blasted at them. They're not just looking for a simple message that's being yelled at them, whether they want it or not. And that's the antithesis of what social media as a construct is. It's supposed to be participatory. It's supposed to be, we're all having conversation and working into the brand narrative that we're having with each other, not just yelling.
It really goes back to, yet again, knowing who your students are and what they prefer to use when they want to communicate back with you and what they're already using, because I feel along with you, it's most likely that you're going to be using Threads on a college campus to promote the 5K on the alumni weekend, because those folks that are out in the workplace or the parents of current students are the ones that are probably Instagram heavy or Twitter expats that are looking for the new place. So if you're thinking this is a new platform, it's super shiny. Yes, maybe there are current students or future students that might check it out, but if we know anything about our demographic research and our audience, it's unlikely that that's what they're going to be using to replace, you know, a TikTok or anything like that. So,
I was on Twitter before it was a marketing vehicle for higher ed. And that was when I liked it the most, because it was where I met a lot of my current higher education friends across the industry. It was how I found out about the original, the first high ed web that I went to. It was a place where we talked about what we were doing and shared how we were working on stuff. And that was really super valuable. And then eventually it got more brandy, you know, that sort of thing. I wouldn't mind Threads going the direction of a bunch of higher ed web and marketing practitioners on there talking about how we do stuff and talking about how we further the industry. I'm hoping that we can get to a point as a society where we can just step back from always promoting something. It doesn't have to always be self-promotion. It doesn't always have to be about marketing your institution or, you know, whatever else. Like, where do we have conversations anymore online? I don't think it's really on social media that often. It has been with some of these, you know, some of these alt networks, but when a multi-billion-dollar corporation spins up a new platform that's based on a different older platform and lets all the brands on to yell at you, like, the intention is obviously not to have conversations.
Well, I want to answer that question, but in the spirit of what you just said, I want to take the time to promote Bravery's new account on Threads. I haven't really logged into Threads myself on the Bravery end, but I have seen it's apparently just a sentient program thinking for itself. You must have programmed it or something.
Oh, you didn't do that. I was wondering. I don't have the password.
No.
I didn't do it either. I didn't know that bots could just spontaneously. It's all the new coding stuff that all these AIs can do, huh?
Oh, I guess. Mm-hmm. I've never really understood computers.
Fair.
So I think to summarize what we've discussed here today, it's chaos, seeing what sticks on the wall, and not putting all your eggs in this new platform's basket, because that would be a misstep. We don't know what's going to happen, but if you want to promote a 5K to your alumni, it's probably a damn good place to start.
Could be.
Thank you so much for listening to Appendix B. If you've got your own thoughts and opinions on the state of social media in higher ed, we'd love to hear them. Please reach out to Enrollment Cliff, the sentient being that runs Bravery's Threads account. We appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next week.